message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
It's my pleasure to welcome you to God's presence this morning. I count it a great privilege to be here. The enemy never wanted to be so, but God is a faithful God. Hallelujah. I say God is a faithful God. It's an impartation service this morning, and I'll be speaking on wisdom for higher realms and higher height part 2. We started the first part last week, and we are grateful to God for the blessings. If you were here last week and you were tremendously blessed, shout a big hallelujah. And we'll try to run as much as possible. I noticed that since I returned back from my trip, I've had unusual praise for long outlines, you know, and I will need to speed to be able to complete a sizable part of this particular outline this morning. It's your heritage to be at the top. That's your heritage. It is your right to be at the top. You are not permitted to stay at a low realm. Your place is at the top, and it shall be so in the name of Jesus. There's a vital requirement to stay at the top and to be at a higher realm called wisdom. 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 Our God is a wise God, and He cannot be a wise God and have foolish children. God cannot be a wise God and be giving birth to foolish children. Somebody say, no way. Every parent desires that his children to look like him. And if you look at God very well, he is a wise God. In 1 Timothy 1:17, 1 Timothy 1:17, the Bible says, he said, now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible God, the only wise God. 1 Timothy 1:17. He is the eternal, invisible God, the only wise God. So he's a wise God. Somebody say, he's a wise God. He's a wise God. 1 Timothy 1 verse 17. He's a wise God. Another name for God is wisdom. Wisdom personified. And so you are not permitted to be a dull child. One vital thing that is necessary for that is wisdom. You see, only the wise rise. Only the wise will be lifted. Only the wise will be celebrated. Only the wise will be decorated. Only the wise will get to their destiny. Only the wise will fulfill their purpose on earth. Friends, in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, you will fulfill your destiny in the name of Jesus. I say you will fulfill your destiny in the name of Jesus. Quickly this morning, what are the benefits or the gains of wisdom? I told you last week, three major types of wisdom. And I explained to you that the best kind of wisdom you can have is the wisdom from above. We have the natural wisdom. We have the sensual wisdom. We also have the wisdom from above. We have the devilish wisdom. Natural wisdom or sensual wisdom. We have the devilish wisdom. We also have wisdom from above. And the wisdom from above is superior to all the other wisdom. What do I stand to gain if I cry to God for Him to bless me with wisdom? What are the gains? Number one, gain of wisdom is that wisdom prolongs your life. Wisdom prolongs your life. In Proverbs 3, verse 13 to 16. Proverbs 3, 13, and then verse 16. Proverbs 3, 13. It says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Verse 16. For length of days, someone say length of days. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. So, the wisdom is the gateway to long life. Life is shortened when a man lacks wisdom. Not many that died as a result of the devil. Some died as a result of wisdom bankruptcy. Can you imagine somebody who just finished 14 bottles of alcohol and is driving on a journey somewhere, and then he runs under a trailer and dies and goes to hell at the speed of light? It wasn't the devil. It was just his foolishness and his stupidity. He was injected with stupidities by a vaccine. And it reflected in his life, and he went to hell with speed. Wisdom prolongs life. A man that leaves his wife at home and goes after a prostitute, and then they want to have sexual intercourse, and he even refuses to use a condom. No influence. Even with condom, you can still contact. Findings have shown now that even with condom, you can still contact STDs. Now, he now says, no, I want it live and direct. A fine lady like this. a fine lady like this? How can a fine lady like this have HIV? Is HIV written on forehead? We are privileged in this church to have many doctors, and almost all of them, before all of them, are quite close to us. And I like to question them and talk to them sometimes. One of them told me some time ago, a male doctor is here today, I've seen his handsome face, was telling me that when they come to the hospital with HIV, honestly speaking, they are more beautiful sometimes and handsome than those who don't have HIV. Because of the kind of drugs they use and all that, initially they will be so wonderful. Some of them said, people around them, they are people they live inside the house, same house, don't know they have HIV. God gave you brain so that you can allow him to rest. You use your wisdom, or you land on the other side at the speed of light. That will never be your portion. I say that will never be your portion. So, wisdom prolongs life. Number two, what are the gains of wisdom? What are the profits of wisdom? Wisdom bears favor. And for some little time now, I've been very intense about this issue of favor, because God spoke to me that favor is one of the major things that he wants me to release to the people in this commission, in this particular period. And I've been doing that with so much vehemence in the last few days. Wisdom increases favor. Wisdom gave Daniel favor before Nebuchadnezzar, before Belshazzar, before Darius, before Cyrus. Different kings, yet his favor level kept increasing. Different kings, different presidents, yet its relevance never diminished. That will be your portion. That will be your portion this year. Different regimes. King Nebuchadnezzar was there. Darius was there. Cyrus was there. All of them with their rush. They were rushing him with favor. They were rushing him with favor. They will rush you with favor today. I said they will rush you with favor today. Joseph enjoyed favor with the head of the prison. He enjoyed favor also with Potiphar. Everywhere Joseph went to, favor pursued him. He was with his father. Father gave him clothes of many colors. He was in the prison. He accessed favor. Anywhere you go from today, the favor of God will pursue you. I say anywhere you go from today, the favor of God will pursue you. Everywhere you go from today, the favor of God will pursue you. There is a level of wisdom you will assess as a wife. Your husband will love you so they will think that you just matters him. You know what they call just matters? They will think that you are using remote control for him. Because of the level of wisdom that you are using for the man, your wisdom level is super. And so he can't resist you. Anything you ask for, even if he doesn't have it, he will try to look for it at all costs. I told you the story before, some time ago, of that woman, that Reverend Umay Opai, who told us a story. He went, a woman in the church came to him and said, "Daddy, I want you to come and cast out a witch." "Say how? Which witch is that?" He said, "He's the wife of my son." "The wife of your son is a witch?" He said, "Yes. Oh yeah, let us go there." And he was going there angrily. "Oh yeah, mommy, enter the car. Let us go." When they got to the house, the lady opened the door. "Say, mommy, you are welcome." "Daddy, I can't believe this. You are here, a great man of God, in our house today. Please, sir, sit down." And quickly went, bring water, ran to meet the husband. "Pastor is here, and the mommy is also here. Please, come and meet them." Ran to the kitchen. First brought fruits. They ate that one. Then after that, before they could know what was happening, food was ready. He took them, "Please, food is ready." He said, "Let me go and check the kind of food this witch is making." When he got there, sumptuous food. And throughout the time the food was being served, she never left her husband. She was all over the man. "My dear, oh, pepperoni, oh, water handkerchief. We clean his sweat. Honestly, I love you." So after the great reverend, you know, some of you that know him, he's very big, very, very big man. After he finished the food, he went back to the sitting room, I just and sat down and faced mommy. He said, "Mommy, I don't know how to cast out this kind of witch. In fact, these are the kind of witch that I like. For the first time, I think I like this kind of witch. She was not a witch. She was using quality wisdom for the man. So when they want to fight the woman from the in-law's house, the husband will fight. "This woman doing so well for me, taking care of my children, praying for me every day, nurturing me every day. No way, you can't do anything to her. I would rather leave you people alone than to leave this woman alone." Your wisdom level determines the level of favor you will enjoy. As from today, you will be enjoying favor everywhere. Do you know in your place of work you can have so much favor that they will think that you are controlling your boss with jazz? Because of you are responsive. You are responsive to instructions. You listen to directive. You pursue project to completion. You don't abandon any project. You follow up bomber to bomber. Those are the kind of people that bosses like. Those whose wisdom is expressed and favor is given to them all the time. As from today, the favor of God shall be given to you. I said the favor of God shall be given to you. I said the favor of God shall be given to you. If I were you, I would say a louder amen.
Amen.
If I were you, I would say a louder amen.
Amen.
Number three, gains and benefits of favor is wisdom. Sorry, gains and benefit of wisdom. Wisdom bats God's presence. Wisdom bats God's presence. Somebody say God's presence or divine presence. If your desire is God's presence, you need wisdom. Jesus carried the presence of God beyond measure because of the wisdom he carried. 1 Corinthians 1:24. Jesus was wisdom personified. So everywhere Jesus went to, the wisdom of God went with him. 1 Corinthians 1:24. Every man or woman of wisdom is a carrier of the presence of God. But unto them which are called Jews and Greeks, but Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. That's why everywhere Jesus went to, God went with him. The same thing with Joseph. Everywhere Joseph went to, the wisdom of God went with him. In Genesis 39 verse 2, Joseph was in that Potiphar's house and the presence of God was with him. Genesis 39 verse 2. Right inside and the Lord was with Joseph. Somebody say, and the Lord was with Joseph. And the Lord was with Joseph and he was a prosperous. How can a person be a prosperous man as a houseboy? He was a houseboy, yet he was a prosperous man. Why? Because he had wisdom. And then because anywhere God finds wisdom, he stays there. Also in Genesis 39:21, he was already in the prison, yet God was with him again. Genesis 39:21. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Why? In his father's house, God was with him. In Potiphar's house as a houseboy, God was with him. In the prison, God was with him. On the throne, God was with him. That is how God will be with you in everywhere you are. I didn't hear your great amen. That is how God will be with you everywhere you go. In your class, God will be with you. In your office, God will be with you. In the car, God will be with you. Anywhere you travel to, God will be with you. Mark it. I will never hear bad news concerning you. I say, I will never hear bad news concerning you. If I were you, I would say louder amen.
Amen.
Daniel had so much wisdom in Babylon that even in the lion's den, God was with him. That's why what you are going through now, you should not think that God is not with you. That's why what you are passing through now, you should not think, how can God be with me? And I'm passing through these challenges. How can God be with me? And then how God was with Daniel, yet he still went inside the lion's den. But he came out on scratch, just like I came out on scratch last week. Give Jesus a big clap, everybody. It's worthy. Somebody called me, one of our people in Lagos that heard about it, that called my wife, said, your husband is almost bouncing. At least, he dropped, he did not break. They call it in my place, he dropped, he did not break. That is how God will make you. Every attempt of the enemy to break your bones shall fail. Every attempt of the enemy to break you and to disgrace you shall fail. Your leg bone will not break. Your hand bones will not break. Your backbone will not break. Your spinal cord will not break. Your eyes will not have problem. Your brain will not have problem. Your ears will not have problem. Let me hear you say a big amen. And they are ready for me in trouble. David behaved himself wisely. In 1 Samuel chapter 18 verse 14. 1 Samuel 18 verse 14. He behaved himself wisely. He behaved himself wisely and he enjoyed favor. 1 Samuel 18:14. And today, may God give you grace to behave yourself wisely. I say, may God give you the grace to behave yourself wisely. Number four, what are the gains of wisdom? Wisdom bats promotion. When God gives you wisdom, he gives you promotion. As he wants you to be at the top in Deuteronomy 28 verse 13. Deuteronomy 28 verse 13. The Bible says, and ye shall be the head and not the tail. And ye shall be the first. 28:13, and you shall be the first and not the last. So that is God's intention for you. You will be the head, you will not be the tail, you will be the first and not the last. That is God's intention for you. So when you are wise, you rise. When you are wise, you are lifted. When you are wise, you can't be obstructed. Wisdom makes a man to be lifted. Today, God will lift you. Mark it, there are minimum of 50 people here today. This month will not end without you being lifted. If you can say a big amen, you will be amongst them. If you can say a big amen, you will be amongst them. If you can say a big amen, you will be amongst them. There are some people among us here this morning. Get set. Get set for news that will come to your phones and your email. Get set for news that will amaze you, that will come to your phones and your emails. Get set for great news that is coming to your phones and your emails. Let me hear you say a big amen. You can't access higher realm without wisdom. You can't be above. You can't be promoted except you have wisdom. The more your wisdom, the more your promotion. The more your wisdom, the more your lifting. The days of your being on the ground struggling is finally over. The days whereby you are demoted or being on the floor is finally over. Mark it, everywhere you find yourself, you'll be very, very relevant. I say anywhere you find yourself, you'll be very, very relevant. If I were you, I would say a louder amen. If I were you, I would say a louder amen. With wisdom, there is no obstruction. With wisdom, there is no suppression. With wisdom, there is no depression. It is wisdom that makes a man to be lifted. And from today, you'll be lifted. See, let me tell you this. Don't let anything make you to feel that your level right now is your final level. Don't let anything make you believe that this present level, this present discouragement is the final thing that God wants to, this is all that's about you. That's why issue of you thinking of eating rat poison, committing suicide, killing yourself, destroying yourself shouldn't be a part of it. The Bible says, weeping, Psalm 30 verse 5, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So things might be so tough now, before you open your eyes and close, before you finish spelling Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your level has changed finally. I say your level has changed finally. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Don't ever think it is over for you. That is the greatest mistake of your life. To think it is over for you is the greatest mistake of your life. To think it is over for you is the greatest mistake of your life. To think it is over for you is the greatest mistake of your life. That's why the devil is so much against you, because he knows that everything about you is going to change level this month in the name of Jesus. It's changing level in the name of Jesus. And number five, gain of wisdom, is that wisdom is the gateway to victory in life. Wisdom grants you victory. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 16. 9 verse 16, the A part. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 16. He says, wisdom is better than strength. Wisdom. You know, when people want to fight battle, they try to beat muscle. To have wisdom is better than to have strength, to have muscle. Can I shock you? Can I shock you? Ecclesiastes chapter 9, this same place, but verse 18. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. To have wisdom is better than for you to... How many of you know that recruits and army people, they go to the war to fight, but generals, they are inside the office in the strategy room. If there's no strategy room, there will no victory in life. If there is no strategy from the strategy room by generals, recruits will fail. So it is generals that will tell them, when you get there, you lie low for one night. You use that one to rest. By the following morning, by 4 a.m. before they get up, you move to the north, you to the south. You, some come here, some stay back as reserve. Then the one from the north fire first. When you scatter them from there, they will be giving them strategy. It is that kind of strategy that makes you avoid tragedy. When you have strategy, you avoid tragedy. When you have strategy, you escape tragedy. As from today, the tragedy that the wicked has planned for you shall fail. And mark it, it will fail meritoriously. I say it will fail berketeciously. At least it will fail massively in the name of Jesus. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. So go for wisdom and you will have victory. 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 Go for wisdom and you have victory. Love, as I walk towards tidying up this message, what are three covenant ways to assess wisdom? What are major ways that you can get this wisdom? I say, somebody saying, Pastor, if wisdom is so important, how can I get it? I need it. The battles of my life is too much. I need it. I want to be promoted. I need it. I want to be lifted. I need wisdom. How can you assess wisdom? Number one way to wisdom is the pursuit of God. The pursuit of God. Psalms 42 verse 1. As the heart panted after the water brooks, so my heart panted after thee, O God. Every pursuer of God is a candidate of wisdom. Our God is a giver of wisdom. He gives wisdom. He just gives it, but he gives it to those that pursue him. James chapter 1 verse 5, is there anyone that lacketh wisdom? Let him ask from God that giveth unto all men liberally and unbraideth not. James 1 verse 5. So God is a giver of wisdom. And he giveth it to those that pursue him. Somebody say pursue him. Pursue him, pursue him, pursue him, pursue. If you pursue God, he will load you with wisdom. James 4 verse 8, draw near unto me. I will draw near unto you. God is not as far as we think he is. But when you draw near, someone say draw near. When you draw near to God, he rubs off on you. How many of you know that when you stay near somebody who is wearing a very good perfume, after some time, it begins to smell on you? Some very smart women, when they want to know if their husband hug another woman, very, very easy. When he immediately comes back, they just go near him and try to hold him and do like this. Once their nose smell another cologne or perfume that is different from the husband's own, which they know very well, fire with gas in that house that day. When you draw near to God, he begins to rub off on you. The wisdom of God begins to enter your head. You no longer begin to, you don't talk foolishly. You don't behave stupidly. Your word is seasoned with salt. Your behavior is not the behavior of a child of Belial. As a direct result of your continuous closeness. I don't know what people are pursuing in this life. To pursue certificate, pursue children, pursue wife, pursue husband, without pursuing God is a waste of life. Because there is one day we will go and meet him. And he will say, you never even ask after me. You never even pursue me. If a young lady, as human as she is, wants the man to be pursuing her, wants the young guy to be calling her, WhatsApping her, following her on Instagram, following her on Twitter, checking her out every time, never forgetting her bad day. How many of you would like your husband to forget your bad day here? Don't like it. How much more God? He says, I'm a jealous God. That is, I'm more jealous than women. If your desire is wisdom, run nearer to him. Run nearer to him. Nearer to thee. Nearer to thee. Lord, draw me nearer.
Nearer, nearer to thee.
Nearer,
nearer to thee.
Nearer
to thee.
Lord, my song every day is, Father, draw me nearer,
draw me nearer to thee.
My song every day,
my song
every day is, Father, draw me nearer. Secret of assessing wisdom is correct association. Correct association. Proverbs 13 verse 20. Proverbs 13 verse 20. He that walketh with the wise shall be wise. A companion of fools shall be destroyed. So it is one of the signs of foolishness is that you are walking with a person who is not going to where you are going. You go to a particular airport and you are traveling. Maybe you are going to Port Harcourt. or to Lagos or to Abuja, and you meet an old friend, and then you sit down with him for 2 hours, and after some time you now go and meet them at the counter at the airline, the peace airline. Now go there. Come on, yes, I'm waiting. When is the flight? They say, the flight just left 15 minutes ago. Because you entered flight with a useless person. You went on your own journey with a useless person when you should be on your actual journey. He took you to the journey of his life, how things have been. If he wants to meet with you, he can come and meet you. He can come and meet you where you are, or you meet him later when you are less busy. Hello? You're on a journey. You're on a journey. So you can't wait. You are going somewhere. You will not miss your flight in life. Many have lost higher realms because of wrong association. Many have lost it completely. One of the worst things that can happen to a man is to journey with the wrong person who has no destiny. That is one of the worst things that can happen to a person. You are meant to love everybody, but you can't journey with everybody. You love very well, but don't ever, 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 ever journey with everybody. You can't love everybody. You can't befriend everybody. You can't be close to everybody. May the Lord give us understanding. Joshua was close to Moses, and he went to higher realms. Timothy was close to Paul, and he went to higher realms. Victor was close to Bishop David Oyedepo, to Baba E. Adeboye, and is gradually moving to a higher end. You are the next. I say you are the next. I say you are the next. I say you are the next. Shade, you are the next. Bayo, you are the next. Ngozi, you are the next. Ndidi, you are the next. Ola, you are the next. Musti, you are the next. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. For lack of me, you are the next. I must not forget my... so that I can have good delicacy. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. All the days of your life, it will be laughter. Crying will never be your portion. Weeping will never be your portion. I say crying will never be your portion. Weeping will never be your portion. What will make people to crack joke and you not be able to laugh will never be your portion. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. Now, I need to tie this up this morning so that we can go ahead to pray. Number three, way to wisdom is to study, read regularly, and meditate on the Word of God. Study, read regularly, and meditate on the Word of God. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, the Bible says that we should study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. So we are destined to rise to higher level, but there's a requirement. We must continually study. The Bible is full of wisdom. It's filled with wisdom. The Bible says that the Word of God is profitable for four things. For doctrine, for correction, for reproof and instruction unto righteousness. For doctrine, for correction, for reproof, for instruction unto righteousness. I think that's 2 Timothy 3 verse 16 or so. 2 Timothy 3, 16. It's profitable. So the Word of God is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, and for instructions unto righteousness. As from today, the Word of God will profit you. Now, listen, something happened. I saw something in the Word of God some time ago in Genesis 24, verse 64. Genesis 24, 64. The Bible says, Isaac went to meditate in the evening time. I said, Isaac meditating. May the Lord give us understanding. Genesis 24:63. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at eventude. 63. So Isaac is meditating. So when you sit down with the Word of God, say, Jesus, show me something in the scripture. Reveal something to me. I must get something out of this world. Show me something from this Bible I don't know before. Show me something from this Bible I don't know. I must get something from this Bible. I was telling them at the cell, one of the cells I went to yesterday, there's nothing bad in watching films and all that, but you must be able to control yourself or your life lose control. The last time I traveled, the airline I traveled with, they had about 5,000 films in our front like this. And so fro, I refused to watch one single film. Now, there's something bad. Others that travel with me watch one or two films, nothing bad. Film watching is not bad, but I couldn't spare the time. Not that it's bad. I saw many Ghanaian films there, Nigerian films there, American films, everything. Many, many films are there. I don't want them to film my life away. They blow my life away. I'm not saying watch it. It's good to relax. In fact, I've learned lessons now that it's important to have a good balance of life. It's good. But what I'm saying is that to be just spending all your time on the internet, just watching film, just browsing, downloading music of all kinds without studying the scripture, it's a waste of life. Study to show thyself approved, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. In Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, as I round up, say, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of the ungodly, nor sit in the seat of the ungodly. His desire. He standeth in the seat of your sinners, not seated in the seat of your scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And he meditate therein day and night. Then he shall be. Somebody say shall be. He must not stand anywhere ungodly people are. He must not sit where they are sitting. His walk daily is to delight in the law of the Lord. And he will meditate on it day and night. Then he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of living water. And then whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. As God liveth, everything you do in life, it will prosper. But you need to step up your game in studying. Study. Sit down to study. Sit down with the word. Sit down with books. Sit down with materials. Sit down and study. Get something out of the scripture. One of my great mentors, Bishop David Abioye, in the Winners Chapel said, he said, almost all pages in my Bible is marked. My brain spinned. Kai, 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 kai. Those are the things that impress me. Not things, but other small things don't impress me. See, almost, that is, I have read everything regularly from time to time. Everywhere is marked. And that's why God is marking them up today. Somebody's here today. You will never have low marks in life. You will never have low marks in life. All the days of your life, the desire to study God's word shall be in your heart. I didn't hear your amen. Your heart will be panting after God. I say your heart will be panting after God. Your heart will be panting after God. I didn't hear your loud amen. For many who are youths here today, still very young, they are not yet married. If possible, within the next few months, read the scripture of Genesis to Revelation. Study. Sit down, stop walking around aimlessly, all up and down, as if you don't have a vision, a goal for your life. Take your Bible, take your notes, sit down to study. Get something out of the Bible. Read in the morning, read in the afternoon, read in the night. Set out the target of what you want to study per day. And then, I tell you sincerely, nothing will be able to stop you. Say, nothing will be able to stop you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Give Jesus a big clap, he's worthy.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.